verse 1 of Genesis 18, it just escaped me when we studied it before. It says, the Lord appeared unto Abraham. It's got a conjunction there, and, but in Hebrew it says, the Lord appeared unto Abraham as he sat. Just think of that. Abraham was sitting down, huh?
He was sitting,
but he was sitting down. I mean, in my mind, I expect the Lord appears if I'm going to lay down on my face and I beg him and I prostrate myself. Or if I say the right kind of prayer and I lay down. And Abraham was sitting. Now, he was sitting there because it was the third day after a circumcision.
He was sitting there.
Flying sad.
Just watching TV. Just passing time.
He was wrapped in swaddling clothes.
Does it hurt?
I want to go to Leviticus 9 a minute. See what, I want to show you. There's this great saying that the rabbis have about 18, but we have to go to Leviticus first. Leviticus 9. In verse 4, this is the first time that the first offerings of Aaron, or Leviticus 9, when they first did all of these weird offerings. It says also in verse 4, also a bullock and a ram for a peace offering to sacrifice before the Lord, and a meat offering mingle with oil. For today the Lord will appear unto you. And so you got to visualize this. See, we haven't talked about visualizing this yet. We got to visualize this. Abraham circumcised himself. And it's the rabbis say that, well, the advantage here is, the rabbis say, if the Lord is going to appear because you bring a peace offering, a bullock and a ram, how much more will the Lord appear unto Abraham, who circumcised himself?
God.
Just like that. Yeah.
The Lord can hear my screams.
I'm sure that he said that.
Orijin must have read that.
Huh?
Orijin must have read that.
Yeah, but Orijin got it wrong. Do you all know about Orijin?
Yeah.
Orijin was a church, one of the church fathers. Oops. Who the Baptists loved.
Oops.
Orijin castrated himself.
Accidentally?
No, on purpose.
I've heard about that.
Okay, Psalm 18.
A total about faith.
Verse 35. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation. Thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. Now, the word gentleness is a bad translation. It's the word, the idea of condescending instead of gentleness. It's the idea that, if you can imagine it, that a bear would pick up a bird and hold it. It's condescending. That is totally out of character is what the word means. And that's why they translate. They didn't know what to do with it when King James... You ought to read this book, Translating for King James. That's a great one in there. But there's no real way to translate this concept in English. And so, but it's like some huge ferocious animal picking up something it would normally eat and being real gentle with it.
Like a gorilla with a kitten.
A gorilla and a kitten or something. Yeah, some that kind of a thing. It's the condescending... the idea here, he says, as this applies to Abraham, it's thy right hand hath holden me up. It's holding him up in the fiery furnace and in the famine and in the battle of the kings. And the gentleness or the condescension has held him up because he sat while the glory of God stood. It's that kind of a feeling here. It's like all things are now ready for the promise. Everything that has happened in history and in the life of Abraham are now ready. Do you understand? He then can sit. Now, the glory of God condescends to that point. Do you understand the momentousness of history in this concept? Now, let's see what he says here. Well, let me go on and let me tell some more stories here. Some say that the astrologers had cast Abram's horoscope and told him, quote, "You will never beget a son." But God reassured him, "This horoscope was cast for Abram. Therefore have I changed your name, and as Abraham, you will be now beget a son." Now, this announcement of Isaac's birth took place 3 days after Abraham's circumcision. Three archangels accompanied God, disguised as Arab wayfarers: Michael, to announce Isaac's birth; Raphael, to heal Abraham; and Gabriel, to destroy Sodom. I like stuff like this. The women of Sarah's household are going to think that Isaac had been smuggled from another woman and brought into the camp. They tested her by asking her to suckle her own infants. She's going to bashfully refuse, and they grew more suspicious the more she refused, until Abraham told her, "Uncover your breasts and provide milk for the entire brood," which she did.
Yes. Wait a minute. Was she pregnant for 9 months?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, obviously they didn't think she had a tumor.
No, they
I mean,
no, they thought it was a ruse.
Oh, okay.
A pillow.
She's an old lady. Already had a tumor.
I mean, think about it. If you saw, I mean, even a 50-year-old.
Well, like a lady that lived in.
Now, wait a minute.
Whoa.
Maybe 70. You can't say 50.
Not 50.
You said she looked like a woman in her 40s.
Just kidding. Okay.
So he looked up and he saw three men, and what he saw were the three angels, and they were surrounded by the glory of God.
Right. The Shekinah glory, it's called. Okay, now let's see what happens, because this is going to be... What?
One of them was Raphael.
What did Raphael do?
He healed her.
What was Raphael there for to do?
Abraham.
To heal Abraham's pee-pee. Gabriel is there to what?
Destroy Sodom.
And what is Michael there for?
Announce Isaac.
Okay. So now that gives you a hint. There are seven archangels. We're going to study them. In other places, their archangels are called the eyes of God. Anyway, we're good. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little..." Now, look at... This is important. "Let a little..." Number one, "Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash..." And two, "Wash your feet. Three, rest yourselves under the tree. Four, I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort your hearts..." Well, and five, "For therefore are you come to your servant." Now, Abraham said, "Let a little water be fetched." And God said, "By my life, I swear I shall repay your children for your kindness." In the wilderness, he spoke to the rock, and the water flowed, because Abraham fetched water for them. In the land, it was a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, and of depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, because Abraham fetched water for him. In Messiah's time, living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, because he fetched water for him. And it was finally fulfilled in that he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, because he fetched water for him. You understand the type, the antitype? Abraham did this, and then this was the payoff. Okay? Abraham said, "And wash your feet." In the wilderness, as it says in Ezekiel, then wash I thee in water. In the land, he said he will wash you to make you clean. In Messiah's times, it's when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion. It was fulfilled in Jesus when he washed the disciples' feet, because he washed the feet of God. and I will fetch you a little bread. And God said, by thy life will I repay your children in the wilderness. Behold, I will cause to rain bread from heaven for you. In the land, it's a land of wheat and barley. In Messiah's times, he will be as rich as a cornfield in the land, and it was fulfilled. And he said, I am the bread of life. Abraham said, recline yourself under the tree. And God said, by my life I will repay thy children. In the wilderness he spread a cloud for a covering. In the land ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. In Messiah's time, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat. Fulfilled when he says, there remaineth therefore now a rest for the people of God. And Abraham, thou didst run after the herd. In the wilderness, a wind from the Lord brought across quails from the sea. And now, according to Psalm 23, only surely goodness and mercy shall pursue you as the wind. And then he stood by them. Abraham stood by them. And God said, by my life, I will swear to do unto your children. And the Lord went before them in the wilderness. And he stands in the congregation of God in the land. In the Messiah's time, a breaker has gone up before them, and the Lord at the head of them. And it's fulfilled when he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He stood by you. Now that, all of those types are fulfilled in Christ, but they're also pictures of them are fulfilled throughout the scriptures. But this is why Abraham is considered the father of faith. This is why Paul said Abraham was the perfect Christian. You understand a little bit? But one of the big things is, listen to this. In verse 5, I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort you, your hearts. After that you shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. What Abraham was saying to those archangels, he was saying, since the day the Holy One created you, you were destined to come to me. Can you understand that? In other words, everything in the universe was positioned for that moment. Now, I want you to have that same faith that Abraham did. I want you to see that you are on top of that same pyramid, except now the pyramid is greater, and that everything in the universe is serving that purpose. Do you understand?
You know, I hear these words and I look around me in the room and, you know, I think, how could everything on the planet and all the riches and the wealth and the resources and everything be, you know, is it that precious? What's happening here, what's happening, everyone, is it that precious that everything was committed to that?
Amen. Well, then go on down to verse 7. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man. And he hasted to dress it. The young man he gave it to was Ishmael. So the only thing that the child, Ishmael here is the child of the flesh. The only thing that the child of the flesh can do is make ready for the child of the promise. Do you understand? And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and they stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And he stood by them while they ate. I was just overwhelmed when I think the idea of that the glory of God is appearing while he sat. And the idea that all we have to do is sit down to rest. And how rare that is. we've taught it here for years and years and years, and how rare it is when one, even one of the disciples, sits down and rests. But the Shekinah glory of God will only appear as you rest. Remember that. Silence about to get destroyed here, folks.
It ain't going to be long.
Ain't going to be long.
I was just thinking about what this should look like. Somebody was sitting across the street with his tent.
Those three Arab guys came to visit him.
The Arab guys walked up, and an old guy with a bandage around his groin got up and started jumping around. Made a lunch.
You want any mayo on this?
Yes. That's all the National Man saw.
And they said unto him, Where is Sarah, thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah, thy wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abram and Sarah were old, well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, I shall of a surety bear a child which am old? Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old?
This is wild. She just said that to herself.
I know.
Yeah,
is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I'll return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah denied, saying, I laughed. Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not. She was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh.
Does that mean according to the time of life?
Too old.
It's too old. Menstrual cycle had stopped. Oh, according to the time of life. According to the time of the birth. Time of the birth.
In other words, I'll come back. In life, it takes 9 months.
Actually, the same thing happened with Sarah as happened with Abraham. The first time God said to Abraham, you know, you're going to have a son. Abraham thought, get out of here. He didn't say it. And God did the same thing.
This is the eighth day of the Passover season. Next year at this time, Sarah was told she would have a son. Isaac was probably born on the Feast of First Fruits. No.
Passover. So, I think it's clear. At this time, did she become pregnant, or did you just say she became pregnant a year later?
No, she became pregnant 3 months later.
Okay.
Took Abraham 3 months before he could...
Well, does it say anywhere...
Abraham did it.
Wow. Because it just says your wife will have a son.
I think that's part of the I will have pleasure after I'm old part too.
And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do? That thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because her sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if not, I will know it. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteousness, for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Can you imagine telling God that?
Yeah.
And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then will I spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham said, wait a minute. Behold, now I have spoken upon me, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? God said, Abraham, you're starting to bug me. And he snided. And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake yet unto him again, and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find... And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will yet speak this but once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left, communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. Now, why 10? Why not 9? I know, but why not 9? If there were anywhere from 1 to 9, they would have left to find the next neighbor's house because they were too small. And the righteous would have known that. You understand?
If there were 9 righteous, the highway, there wouldn't be any. They would have already left.
Others, or 8 others would have left.
To find someone to make them a minion.
Cool. I don't really understand. I mean, I know you said that, but I don't really understand.
Well, I mean, it's just with us. I mean, even without our rules about how many people we have, once we get more than a certain amount, it's just crazy. Or once we get less than a amount, weird. I mean, it's just feels empty. That's, I'm sure if there were 9 believers, they would say.
Let's eat some cheesecake. Take a big guy.